answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Look, we're not attacking at the highest level. The highest level of the bridges there, which we can knock down. I would say in one day, we knocked down every single bridge in Iran. There's not a thing they can do about it. Their electric manufacturing facilities, right? Their electric plants where they make their electricity there. We'll take them out. I don't want to do that, but if we have to, we'll take them out. They have desalinization plants. We'll take them out if we have to. I hate to do that. That's probably the one I would like not to do least. We attacked Kharg Island last night. We knocked out a piece. I said, don't touch the oil, because maybe we'll take over Kharg Island. You know, we may take over Kharg Island. There's not a thing they can do about it. But I said, don't hit the pipes. Just hit everything else. And they hit it. They may hit it again tonight.
Yeah, we are still waiting to hear how many targets are being attacked, even as I speak. But we're going back after them because Trump has declared the U.S. brokered ceasefire with cuckoo, as he said, with cuckoo Iran is over. There are those who actually thought Trump was selling us down the river. The memo of understanding, the memorandum of understanding, it was more one-sided to Iran, but they had to meet certain criteria and phase points before we would proceed to the next level. But that's not what you got from the legacy media, even for some Republicans saying, oh my God, he's selling us out. Well, he never selling us out. He was trying to ply them with a few carrots. And if the carrots don't work, you're using the stick, and a big stick it will be, and it has been. But he's also trying to preserve the country and the people. You heard him say, we don't want to hit their infrastructure. We don't want to hit their bridges. We can knock out every bridge in Iran. Do you know how difficult that would be for folks to travel and get from one location to another? We could knock out their desalinization plants that provide taking ocean water, salt water, and turning it into drinkable water. We could do that, but he does not want to do that. But we are going to go after other military facilities, and it might well be some of their headquarter locations, which we will again plant and put in the middle of civilian populations, cowards that they are, just like their terrorist proxy groups at Hamas, like they did in Gaza, doing all of their building and hiding under baby beds and hospitals, daring us to attack them, or in that case, the Israeli government to attack them. But they were going to, because they were going to take out those terrorists. And yes, innocent men, women, and children die. Not because we want that. If that's what we wanted, we could have nuked the country in the first day. Now, I know there'd be a lot of outcry over it, but that is what led to unconditional surrender in Japan. Not once, but twice we had to do it to prove that we have more. And yes, so many innocent men and women died. And now look at us. We have good relations with Japan and the Japanese and the Germans. And they with us for the most part. I do remember when Volkswagens were first being sold in the U.S. I was in Texas at a radio station and a Volkswagen dealership opened. And there were many Texans saying, I will never buy one of those damn things made by the Germans. This was decades after the war, but that attitude was still there, and it takes a while for it to ease. And I understand that reference, those who are black and they know that their ancestors were brought here on slave ships. I fully understand that. But you can't hold today's people accountable for what your ancestors did in the past. You just can't do that. Although in the Middle East, they do that. Tribal war after tribal war. And they do it in Africa, by the way. Blacks against blacks, and who's going to control one part of the Congo or whatever they're after. So the attacks are back underway. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA, July 8, 2026. We're here every Monday through Friday for you, and spread the word. Let others know. Make sure they're listening. And get our News Talk STL app. Put it on your phone. That is your radio. Does anyone actually have a radio anymore, a true radio that you carry in your pocket other than using your phone with News Talk STL on it? Do you even have a radio in your house? But you can use our free app, put it on your phone, and listen from anywhere. And like right now, if you were listening, you'd be listening to Larry Connors USA. If you choose another time frame, you're going to be listening to another one of our great programs and hosts. We are live, local, conservative. We are patriotic. We're Christian. And we're proud of everything we stand for. Do we have some disagreements from time to time, even among hosts, that we don't quite see eye to eye on some things? Yes. But our prime principle is always solid. We're patriotic. We're for this nation. How to do it, how best to do it, there might be some dissent, but it doesn't mean that's a full-out scale war like we see with the left. And with Larry Connors USA in every hour, you're going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You're going to leave each hour with more information than you have right now. Later in this hour, Secretary of War Hegseth visiting Israel and discussing the U.S. sending F-35 stealth fighters to Turkey, which would be a concern to Israel. They want to make sure he knows of their concerns. And my guest will have his view on if that's going to be a good thing, a bad thing, or we really should not be sending more U.S. munitions to anywhere in that part of the world. And I say we're sending, we're not giving, they would be paying for them. But there's another war inside the Democrat Party, and it all centers on the fact that you have Graham Platner running for the Maine Senate against Susan Collins. And they've said, this is our guy, this is our guy, we want this guy. Well, Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman says, these folks are loony, and he's a Democrat.
I remain fascinated with the left just quickly just got all in for this total dirtbag, you know. And I mean, it's not like, you know, how did we not know this was going to happen? I mean, he is a liar. You know, he lies to his own wife. He was sending sexually explicit messages just as a newlywed and spent an entire decade on a platform like Kick, that's for anonymous kind of sexting, and it's really impossible to really discern on exactly are these people really legal adults.
Yeah, and that's a big question. And he was sending this stuff out on his social media, and of course he had a Nazi tattoo, and he got so many endorsements from the left, they were all standing with him. And more stories began to come out. And one of those women who said she was raped, no longer anonymous. She did an interview, and Jake Tapper had her on as well. And the questions from Jake Tapper and her response say everything.
Let me be as direct as I can. Did Graham Platner rape you?
By definition, yes. Absolutely.
Because he had non-consensual sex with you.
Yeah.
Forced himself on you.
Mm-hmm.
After you had told him no and fought him off.
Yeah. He violated multiple layers of consent that night by coming into my home. when I asked him not to, and by advancing on me when I told him not to, and furthermore, another incident that I had told him not to do, and
with protection.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. By the way that my nervous system reacted to this experience, absolutely.
That's a victim you're listening to. And she said he would sneak, even though she was resisting. He would say, well, I have a condom on, but then he would sneak it off. And she wouldn't know until later. And yet, the Democrats are so anxious to have someone they can put against Senator Warren. I shouldn't say Senator Warren. Senator Collins of Maine, because they want that Senate seat that badly, that Senator Elizabeth Warren says, oh, Plattner, this is my kind of man.
I am here because Washington needs fighters, and Graham Plattner is the fighter we need. You bet. I said to myself, that's my kind of man, because that is a man who not only has the values, but a man who believes and accountability. And we need a little accountability coming out of Washington right now. We need Graham Plattner to come in and get rid of the corruption in Washington. Time for new laws.
That's my kind of man. A man accused of rape, exposing himself on various social platforms and wearing a Nazi. They don't care. Anybody they think that can beat Susan Collins. Well, if the Democrat money pulls back and one of his early supporters, Bernie Sanders, says, I'm dropping my support. I'm suggesting that he should step out. Well, he's not doing that. He's trying to stay in. Mark Thiessen was a White House press spokesman for President Bush.
This is the thing about the Democrats. They were fine with the Nazi tattoo, because who among us in a weak moment hasn't gotten the same symbol tattooed on our chest as Heinrich Himmler had on his uniform? They were fine with the political director quitting because of all of these allegations and coming out against him. They were fine with the revelations that he had spent a decade on Kik, which the National Center on Sexual Exploitation has called a predator's paradise that is used to groom and abuse children and share their abuse. They were fine with the accusations of a woman that he had physically, it had been physically violent with her because she was a Republican.
Yeah. Simply because she's a Republican. They were ignoring the fact she was a rape victim, according to her testimony. Once again, Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman regarding remarks by Graham Plattner.
He came to the caucus last month and said, oh, no, there's not going to be any more things. And now, you know, Bernie Sanders' main man just said on CNN yesterday that Graham Plattner raped me in my apartment back in 2021. And now why aren't people talking more about that poor victim? She had the courage to go on CNN and describe this trauma, how Graham Plattner have raped her. So in all of these kind of statements, not one single one that I've read now mentions this poor woman. You know, my thoughts are with her and how he brutalized her that night. And now why did so many people were willing to dismiss the New York Times report last month that described that he was problems with violence, you know, with women as well, too?
Because they want somebody to run against Susan Collins. We all have flaws, but this guy is a collection of many. But here's the deal. I'm going to have to give credit to Ari Fleischer, former White House press secretary under George W. Bush. He said, you know, if they can get Plattner to leave and get someone else to come in, that will maybe make things better. But if they can't, they're going to stand with Plattner. They're fine. They're just going to stay. We're going to stand on this rock. This is our hill. So, even if he will not leave, They cannot force him out. They can't hold his money back. He gets some additional funding from somewhere when he's running. They're going to vote for him. They're going to vote for him, which tells you where the party is right now. Disorganized and becoming more socialist, Marxist, communist, and to that extent, leftist, pro-Hamas wing, as described by Senator Kennedy, trying to destroy our nation. But inside the Democrat Party, there are still some common thinkers, yet they're being ignored. Pennsylvania Democrat Governor Shapiro.
Dary Lisa Avila Chevalier, she is was a PhD candidate at Columbia and organizer. She called for the abolition of prisons, open borders, end of deportations, even people convicted of violent crimes. She attended a pro-Palestinian rally on October 8th, 2023, a rally that reportedly featured some real anti-Semitic rhetoric justifying the attack. How do you feel as a Democrat about someone with those views being in the United States Congress?
I mean, look, her district voted for her. But I have profound differences from that particular candidate, you know, based on the citations that you read there. And she's not someone, you know, who seemingly I would agree with on many things or that we share similar values. She ran on the Democratic ticket, I guess, as a socialist. Her voters in that district determined that she was the one they wanted representing her.
Well, what does that tell you about your party?
I think what our party has to go through that will be very healthy and something we've not really done since the 1992 election cycle is to have a battle over what we believe in.
Yeah. And Governor Shapiro, if you keep this in mind, when they were looking for a man like Senator Elizabeth Warren saying, we need a man, remember they turned not to Shapiro, but Walls, as if he were a man. Well, he is by gender. The announcement that Kamala Harris made that her running mate would be Walls was made in Pennsylvania. Everyone was sure she was going to name Governor Shapiro. Could have been a different election if she had. But they're so whacked out, they're making all these bad suicidal missions, and I'm glad. Let them continue. Coming up, should we be selling F-35 stealth fighters to Turkey? My guest on that issue, Lock and Load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. As I was saying, the plan is for the U.S. might be selling F-35 stealth fighters to Turkey. Jerusalem's already spoken out against this. Should it be done, and why would we want to? My guest, Ken Abramovitz, author of The Multi-Front War, Defending America from Political Islam, China, Russia, Pandemics, and Racial Strife, also founder of SaveTheWest.com, a website dedicated to saving Western civilization from itself. Ken, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
So tell me this, your thoughts on us selling these kinds of weapons, like an F-35 stealth, to Turkey?
Well, I do not think it's a good idea. Now, bear in mind that Turkey, along with Qatar and Pakistan, are all supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. They're all Sunni Arab countries, Sunni Muslim countries. They're supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. In other words, they're building mosques and schools all around the world. Particularly in America and Europe. So if we're going to sell them F-35s, which I wouldn't, but if we are, we should say, but we want you to stop financing the Muslim Brotherhood. We don't want any more mosques, any more schools, and any more immigrants into our country. So remember, when you do a deal, it should be good for both sides. So we should be insisting on that, but we're not.
Well,
so
first of all, how would that be applied? I mean, you can insist, they can agree, but how are you going to make sure that it is followed through on the other side? Because once they've got the fighter in the hands of one of their pilots, they've got it.
Yes. Well, first, it's a bad idea for national security because Turkey has a Russian air defense system. And we've always said to them, get rid of the Russian air defense system, which they refuse to do. So our secrets from the F-35 can easily go to Russia and go to China and go to Iran. So that's another reason to not do it. And if they want to buy advanced fighters, buy them from China, because eventually Israel's going to blow them all up. And I'd rather have Israel blow up less advanced China fighters than our own F-35s.
Well, we have sold arms to Saudi Arabia and the UAE previously. We have now bases inside some of those same nations. And sometimes if they collapse, like in Afghanistan, we just walk away and leave 1.2 billion U.S.-supplied weapons for the Taliban. So even if we're not selling it, they end up in their own hand because they're either captured or we're selling U.S. military hardware to maybe friends at this point, but not really good friends.
Well, another way of saying the same thing is we call them frenemies. When someone's like a friend in the morning and an enemy in the afternoon. We call them frenemies. So most countries in the world are frenemies. And I see no reason to sell our advanced weapons to a Turkey. Turkey now is maybe a 20% friend, 80% enemy. So I don't think they deserve F-35s.
Well,
now,
you
bear in mind, they won't get them for 5 years.
All right. Well, I'm glad you made that point. But you also have unauthorized third-party transfers that happen on a regular basis, where U.S. arms have been sold to Gulf allies such as Saudi Arabia and the UAE to buy, as you said, friendlies, local loyalties, ultimately leading to Al-Qaeda-linked fighters and Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. We're selling it to what we think is a good friend, and then it obviously isn't. Or what is a friend today is your enemy tomorrow. So it's always back to that, hold your enemies closer.
Well, probably if President Trump were on the line with us, just pretend, he'd probably say, look, I know they're not a perfect friend. I know they can be enemies, but I want to keep them close, sort of the line that you just mentioned. And I want to keep these countries close to us. I don't want Turkey to turn Turkey over and become a Russian vassal state or a Chinese puppet state. And so that's why I'm doing this, to keep our frenemies close to us. That's probably what he would say.
Well, now here's the other thing. When we say we're selling them something like an F-35 stealth, can we not basically remove some of the key components that make it stealth? In other words, it's not a full stealth fighter that we have. It's minus some very essential pieces.
Yes, there's two separate issues. One, yes, I'm sure we would do that. So let's just pretend we'll call it we'll take away 10%, whatever that means, of its capabilities. Meanwhile, Israel, through its own ingenuity, is adding 10, 20, 30% to their F-35s.
Right.
So if there ever is a dogfight in 5 years between Israel's F-35s and Turkey's F-35s, if they get them, Israel will blow them all up in seconds.
And you know, the other part of this is that we sell them the fighters, we end up training their pilots how to do it.
Yes. Yeah, we train the pilots. Also, we provide spare parts. It's a good business, right? Lockheed Martin is a great exporter.
Yeah.
The planes are excellent. They sell for roughly $100 million a piece, plus the training and the spare parts. So President Trump's probably saying this is good business. And if I don't do it, China gets the business. So would that make you feel happier? So let's let America have the business. That's what he would say.
All right, so we don't consider directly that Turkey is an enemy, and we do not officially nor legally sell weapons to countries or entities we do classify as active enemies. But that's today. Then you have tomorrow and the day after.
That's exactly right. So Turkey right now under Erdogan is trending to be an enemy of us. They publicly declared war on Israel. They publicly declared that they want to take over Jerusalem, which is America should have punished them for that. So, yes, so you're right. You sell high technology. It can go to other of our enemies. It can lead to war with Israel. Also, President Trump should say publicly that if Turkey ever gets into a fight with Israel, Turkey gets no NATO protection. It's called Article 5. Article 5 should be null and void if Turkey ever gets into a fight with Israel.
Well, I'm glad you brought up NATO, because it's like you read my mind. We've just wrapped up the summit with the president and NATO. And he did get more of the countries. Even Illinois Democrat Senator Durbin admits it was a reasonable ask for the other nations to contribute more, which Trump had demanded in his first time around. But a lot of the NATO allies have not been there for us in dealing with Iran and the Strait of Hormuz until just now. They're saying, all right, we will help go in and maybe sweep for mines or things of that nature. So NATO is not as a solid quote, in a friend either as a group, much less the individual parts.
Yes, yes, the NATO countries are drifting away from us, but they're also drifting away from us because they have open borders. They're being invaded by Muslims from Turkey and Syria,
yep,
and from Africa. Their population mix is changing, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, in a democracy, if 10% of your people hate the country and hate the culture, it hurts the ability of that country to act in its own self-interest.
When the
we should stop that.
In the last 30, 40 seconds here for you, you are the founder of SaveTheWest.com. You say it's to save Western civilization from itself. What's the first rule to do so?
Well, we have a Judeo-Christian culture. We're like a joint venture between Jews and Christians through the Bible and then the Constitution Bill of Rights. We should be very proud. We should pound their chest and say we're going to protect Western civilization from all of our enemies, foreign and domestic, and we have to do a better job doing it than we're doing right now.
Amen. Kenneth Abramovitz, the book is The Multi-Front War. Check it out, and his website, SaveTheWest.com. Thank you very much, Ken. We'll do it again.
Good. Pleasure to be with you anytime.
You bet, sir. Those of you watching on Zoom, the cap I have on, I mentioned it earlier in the first hour, and I did wear it at the World Series. This cap, Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt has some cousins, and they had the largest patriotic Christian production of hats and other apparel in the U.S. under the title Our True God. Our True God. And I told him, I said, I'm going to wear this to the World Series of Poker in Vegas. And I got a lot of compliments on it. And they've got, this is just one sample of what they have, but you might want to check that out. I'm not being paid to tell you that. I'm just saying I believe in patriotism and our nation, and I know you do as well. Coming up, what do you think about taking parents who are homeschooling and putting them in jail because they are intellectually neglecting their children? What? That's coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We're seeing our arrest numbers come up. We're seeing our deportation numbers continue to increase. Right now, we're deporting on average over 3,000 individuals. Actually, the average has been for several weeks now, over 3,200 individuals a day. 70% of those individuals we're deporting have outstanding criminal charges on them, or they've already been charged with a felony. 70% of those individuals. 70% of those individuals have pending felony charges or are current felons that shouldn't be on our streets. So when we go after the worst of the worst, which is exactly what we're doing, we're saving lives. This is a statistic I like to put out, but 50% of the individuals killed in Fairfax County, Virginia, are killed at the hand of an illegal.
That's not a figure you like to have stated. That's our Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen saying we're deporting about 3,200 a day. But he said we really need to be deporting about 8,000 a day to fully reverse what the Biden invasion created. Biden and his open border policy. Thank you, Joe Biden. I would ask if he's aware that he did what he did. I'm not sure he could answer, to be quite honest. And I do not take great satisfaction in that. I feel for anyone going through that, but he was there, and they used and abused him. I do remember specifically on one of the debates in the primary when all the Democrat candidates were on the stage and they were asked, do you support open borders? And two or three shot their hands up right away, including Kamala Harris. And Biden's kind of looking around and trying to decide which way the wind's blowing. Then he put his hand up. Maybe he was slow to pick up on the question. You want to grant him that? That's fine. I think he wasn't sure, where should I go with this? Well, I'll tell you where we are right now. We have a Haitian immigrant in Massachusetts declaring that the temporary protective status the Supreme Court struck down the other day for Haitians and Syrians, this Haitian immigrant is claiming, hey, they were granted protection under an Obama-built America, so America belongs to them too. Do you remember Obama saying, you have a successful business? You didn't build that business yourself. The government helped you build it. You small business owners out there that put your heart, your soul, your money, your future, your kids' future and grandchildren's future into what you were trying to do, and you have success? Oh, you didn't do that. You don't get to claim credit. Not in Obama's view. It has to be the credit to the government because it helped you. Maybe it did some. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it tried to overregulate you and restrain you, but you did it anyway. But you don't get credit for building it. But now we have a Haitian immigrant speaking out and telling others, hey, those who are here under temporary protective status, they helped build America. Well, I don't know what he means by it, other than they're just trying to make more noise over it. Now, we'll tell you this. We're watching what is happening as more jihadists are trying to get their stranglehold, not their toehold, their stranglehold in our nation. And one of them wants to not just slander ICE, but he thinks you should abolish ICE entirely.
If not ICE, how would we, how should we, how could we deal with the estimated millions of people in this country that didn't come through the proper channels, that we don't necessarily know who they are or where they are? I'm going to start with you, Dr. El-Sayed, with 60 seconds. What do we do with that situation?
So I just want to be clear. I went to Minneapolis at the height of Project Metro Surge. I watched as our government laid siege to a city in our own country. It was awful to see. ICE is not about immigration. ICE is not about the southern border. I was on the nearly the northern border. ICE is about normalizing paramilitary force on our streets.
No.
I've been clear that you can't reform ICE. You can't retrain ICE. You have to abolish ICE.
ICE is immigration's customs enforcement. If you're here illegally, they are doing their J-O-B, enforcing immigration's custom enforcement. Now, who is that speaking? As he appeared on that panel, Abul El-Sayed, who has plans to be leader of Michigan. Sayed makes it very clear what he wants to have happen.
You look at Abdul El-Sayed, this is someone who's supported by Bernie Sanders, AOC, now Chris Van Hollen, which is kind of a big deal for that tenured of a senator to peel away from the leadership. And so, you know, his big thing is Medicare for all, you know, the same kind of things that these socialist Democrats want. But then you also go into, end aid to Israel. There's some things that come across extremely pointed at Jewish people, and then you look at his own background, then you think, okay, what's happening here? Is this anti-American as well? What's going on? He's talking about running on taxing billionaires, wealth, so those things that are very popular with the Democrat Socialists. And so you look at this and say, he's polling the best. I mean, if she picked up the 7.7% from the third that dropped out, he's still at least tied. And the idea here is they're mounting a campaign against Mike Rogers.
Mike Rogers, of course, the Republican that's been endorsed by Trump in the run for Senate in Michigan. Sayed is apparently pulling and getting more support. You know where and how? And what about a future presidential contender for the Democrats once they can decide or someone makes the decision? Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, according to Axios, privately called New York City Mayor Mondami last week and has been holding lengthy closed-door meetings with other prominent progressives, including pro-Palestinian activists. Again, this is from Axios, which is a left-standing publication, but bringing this to the forefront, saying, this is the latest sign the former vice president is laying the groundwork for a potential White House run in 2028. She wants to strengthen or repair her relationships with the left-wing Democrats. In other words, Kamala was not far enough left. She still isn't. But if she makes alliances with Mondami and the pro-Palestinian activists, well, then maybe they'll come around and help support her. She's apparently been texting with Mondami in the past few months, calling him 2 days after his hand-picked candidate swept three congressional races in New York City, ousting a pair of incumbents. She met previously with Representative Ocasio-Cortez at a summit for black women empowerment. How would they know what's a black woman? Many times they don't even know what a woman is. And again, according to Axios, Harris and her team have been reaching out to pro-Palestinian activists during the past year, including one who helped lead the Uncommitted Movement, which grew out of opposition to former President Biden's policy on the war in Gaza. In 2024, according to Axios again, Uncommitted Democrat delegates and the Harris campaign denied their request for a Palestinian American to speak at the Democrat National Convention. Well, I'll be damned. They did something correctly then. No, we're not going to let a pro-Palestinian speak at our Democrat National Convention. Well, of course, they said, now we're a big tent. We want everybody to come on in. And last week in Detroit, she met with a co-founder of that movement who's now running as a Democrat for Michigan State Senate. She'd been talking with a longtime member of the Democrat National Committee who advocated for Palestinian rights. These are the people who want to be in charge again. And, of course, one already is in New York, and his power showed the other day with getting congressional seats occupied that he wanted and ousting some incumbents. Actor John Voight says what Mondami is doing and will do to New York City, shameful.
Mayor that has taken over New York City is a Muslim that's going to take down the city that never sleeps, the city of life's dreams, this city that our ancestors brought forth in prosperity and greatness and liberty. This city will turn into a forbidden place of darkness. The blood, sweat, and tears that the city of New York was built on will turn into a virtual refugee shelter for the radical Muslim ideology. This is now the most dangerous time for our citizens of New York. This mayor will destroy this city. We are obligated to demand our rights for our private sanctuary, our businesses, our property that we all have worked so hard for. And this 35-year-old mayor has no right dictating the rules of socialism for a city built on our highest principles with brick and stone by hardworking Americans.
No,
this must be stopped.
Boy, amen, John Voight, for speaking out. He knows there'll be flashback inside the Hollywood community, but he doesn't care anymore. And did you know, I should point this out, in case you did not know it, are you listening? Are you listening? Basketball is only for black people. Only black people. White men can't jump. Remember that movie? And I know that for a fact. But there's a sports commentator who says basically basketball belongs to black people only. I'll explain that coming up. And I mentioned earlier about some parents facing charges because they intellectually neglected their children. What were they doing? Well, they were homeschooling their kids, but not the way they were supposed to be doing, apparently. I'll get into that. And all these people who want to change our nation, they are true radicals. Listen to the White House Policy Council director on how it is happening.
It's unmistakably political, and it's very clear the way that the mission statement was changed from a focus on the infinite richness of American history to creating a just and compassionate future by exploring our past. It's the words are very clear. They view the Smithsonian, in the words of the director, as a prime tool of social justice. And that is the mission. And their mission is to create activists to carry out a political program, an ideological program. The thing that I was most surprised about was how much the focus on illegal immigration and legitimizing illegal immigration comes through again and again in their programming. The effect of this kind of ideological capture is to abolish American identity. Mm-hmm. And the key vehicle and activism that they have to do that is illegal immigration, promotion, advocacy.
Now,
they had a program looking at illegal immigrants. They went to Mexico City to interview people. They lionized somebody who was involved in a legal immigrant group that was involved in defeating a sheriff in an election in North Carolina for the crime of deporting criminal illegal aliens.
That is the White House Domestic Policy Council Director Vince Haley talking about how the Smithsonian is being weaponized by the left. Smithsonian supposedly recognizing our culture in our nation, achievements in our nation, what we've done in this nation, now being said, oh, you got to stand for social justice. Not just great history and great Americans, but for social justice. Which brings me to these parents. They were homeschooling their kids. And they got sentenced to 50 days in prison for intellectual neglect because they were homeschooling their two daughters without a state-approved curriculum. They presented thousands of pages to show what they're teaching their kids, 11 and 15. But according to the court, the parents failed to properly integrate their children into the culture, citing the girls' preference for religions and classical music over popular trap, rap, or whatever type music. sentencing them to court because they intellectually denied their children things about gender transition stuff and things of that nature. That should not be on any curriculum. Oh, point here. This is happening in Brazil. It could be happening here, though. In this case, it's in Brazil. Wokeism still alive in Brazil, and because they were homeschooling these kids and they were not teaching them basic things about gender identity and transformation. The parents are being jailed. They're fighting it, of course, but that's what it is right now. I mentioned earlier, basketball belongs only to blacks. I didn't make that statement up. The statement basically comes from Stephen A. Smith. He says some things that I often agree with, and he speaks candidly and against the left. But Pastor Corey Brooks of Chicago, known as a rooftop pastor, is calling out A. Smith. He said, let's call this what it is. It's racism. The man looked on the court and saw three white men and said, there are three white men playing on the court. They should not be out there, basically, what he's saying. In other words, he's saying white men can't jump, but they can, and they're winning. He said, you are pushing tribalism, racism, division. He's absolutely correct. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.